And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations again on the win, a big win against Cozad at home on Friday. 4-1 now as you enter the second half of the season. I'm sure you're very proud of where your kids stand after five games.
Yeah, I think our kids have done a great job so far this year. We're still working on things to get better, but I'm proud of their effort and what they've accomplished so far.
As we think about Friday's game a little bit, Carly, Cozad was able to take their opening drive, go down the field, score, led early 6-0. Just talk a little bit about the way your kids were able to respond to that, because you would end up scoring 21 unanswered.
Yep. Well, they come out and they had a good game plan from the start. We had some kids that just missed some keys. We ran some man coverage, some zone coverage, and you know, we got mixed up and confused early on, and they scored on that drive. But it was great learning points. We showed them on film yesterday. We just showed them the film, and they see what they did and what they got to do. So it's a great learning. But after that drive, I think our defense really settled in and played really well the rest of the game. And offensively, it took us a little bit to get going. You know, we'd practiced for several defenses, but not that one. And that's what teams do when you run the ball. They're going to switch up their defense, and then you got to make adjustments. And I thought we did a good job at halftime and made an adjustment, and were able to pound the ball at them.
Carly, you lead me right into my next question. Offensively, you did have more production in the second half than the first half. So was it more on the adjustment side, or was it just kind of part of execution as well?
Both, I think. We had some guys that weren't blocking real well the first half, and they come around second half. Bryson Woodward was one of them. He wasn't getting his guy in the first half. Second half, he blocked a lot better. And then the other one was what they were doing to us. We were running the ball right into what they were trying to stop. So then at halftime, I knew we what was going to be open. So I drew it up on the board and showed them. And it was kind of an inside ISO, and I think Cruz took that. We ran that a couple times on that drive, and he took it 46 yards for a touchdown. So, you know, and that's what teams do when you're on the ball. They try to stop what you're good at, and then you got to make adjustments and figure out how to block it.
Carly, in Friday's game, we saw you run out of the I formation a little bit with two receivers. Is that a formation you've been working on and just trying to implement into the process now as you go through the year?
Yeah, we implemented it. You know, I mean, people stick so many guys in the box, and we got to get better at throwing the ball. For the past 4 weeks, we've been really working on it, and we're still having some trouble. But it's just going to take practice and time, and our kids are starting to understand it. So we'll continue to work on it this week, and that's just all part of it. And hopefully that formation will help us be more successful and move the ball better.
Carly, going into the game against Cozad, you talked about their quarterback, Noah Shoemaker. I know he made a few plays with his arm at times, but didn't make a lot of big plays with his feet. You had to be happy with the way your defense was able to contain kind of a dual-threat quarterback.
Yeah, I thought our D-line did a great job. Our defensive ends, Dakota and Max, took great angles, and then they sprinted down the line so they couldn't get outside and run. So it was, I thought our D-line did an exceptional job. I was really proud of them. On film you can see it. They did great. So they really listened and they paid attention, and then they executed, and that's what makes you happy as a coach.
Carly, I know that sometimes 1 point doesn't seem like a lot, but extra points add up. You were 4-for-4. They were 0-for-2, and I thought that was kind of a big part of the game as it continued to move on. Talk about your extra points and the execution of them. We kind of focus in on the kicker, but there's a lot more to it, and your guys have really executed, it seems, well when you've come out for the point after.
Yep, they've done a great job. Max snapping, Bryce putting the ball down, and then our other guys up front blocking, they've done a good job. We haven't had a lot of penetration up the middle, and they're trying to come around the edge to get us. And what's really great is, you know, Bryce and Max, they haven't really fumbled the ball there on any snaps. So when you have that and it's working well, that's really important. It can be the difference between winning the game and losing the game, that one point.
What's been the focus in practice this week, Carly?
We just got to continue to get better. I mean, our offensive line, we really focused on our offensive line blocking better, knowing the scheme. That's a major focus for us. And then just all of us being leaders out there and helping each other out, bringing each other up. So the two main things is our offensive line. We really feel that our offensive line can block better than what we have shown this year. We see it in practice. We just got to put it all together on the field. We got to eliminate these self-inflicted mistakes. False starts are huge. Dropping the ball on the snap. If we can eliminate those things, because those are things we can control, our offense is pretty good.
Carly, you go back on the road this week. You take on Holdridge. They're a team that's still looking for their first win of the season, but they always play tough, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go at home. What do you expect from them, and what are the keys coming up this Friday?
We expect their best effort. We went down there 2 years ago with a pretty good team and come down to the last play, I think, or so. We stopped them on a goal line drive, so we expect their best effort. It seems like we get that. We expect them to load the box on us and throw everything at us that they got, So we just got to really prepare ourselves and get ready for anything they might run defensively and then offensive or for what they run defensively. And then defensively, we really need to stop their they like to run to the edge, so we really got to stay home. Because they'll run to the edge, then they'll come out and run counters against us. So we got to be disciplined. Our linebackers do, our defensive ends. And then we got to really control the line of scrimmage. If we can stop the inside run and force them outside, we'll feel good about where we're at.
Well, it's always great to visit with you, Carly. Thank you so much for taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
You bet. I appreciate it. Thanks for your coverage.
Coach Carly Wells joining us in our pregame show.